Hello from a very warm Fegama. It is in the low 80s, and tomorrow is supposed to be even hotter. So we're getting our first sort of a heat, not quite a heat wave, but they are having it in Spain. It's supposed to be over 100 in most of Spain over the next couple of days. So we're glad we're tucked up here in the north where we don't often get that. Okay, so the picture that I sent you before is of one of our young ladies, one of our solid young adults. Her name is Ines. She is from Equatorial Guinea and has been with us for a good number of years already. She works there at Burger King, and I stopped in and was hoping I would coincide with her because I don't make it over there very often. And sure enough, so she served me, and then later she took a break, and we were able to chat for a while. I would appreciate, and she would appreciate, your prayers. She would love to continue her studies and get a job more in her area of business administration, but it's extremely difficult to find jobs here, except, the kind of fast food kind of things. There are some of those, but anyway, so she's just, waiting on God, and I encourage her to continue to do that he knows what he's doing, and he has a perfect plan for her and knows when. But if you'd pray for her, she would appreciate it. Ines is her name. Well, Mimi and I got back yesterday from Castellar, or its outskirts of Barcelona. We had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Met with a bunch of friends that we had not, some of them we had not seen in 30 years. And back in the 90s had a tremendous amount of ministry with some of them and in their churches. But then over the years, especially with Ayerdi and everything, we just became quite local and don't get out very much. So it was good to get back. We were at this little, it's a church plant, really. I think it's 3 or 4 years old, maybe. I may be off by a little bit, but church is doing very, very well. Moises Campos is the pastor. Alfredo Caravaca, who's a good friend of ours and has taught about half a dozen intensive institutes, is there as well. And in fact, we went because part of the weekend there was a men's meeting. I spoke at the men's meeting. Mimi was with sort of a corresponding ladies meeting at Moises and Rosa's home. And then on Sunday I preached, and then they had a kind of a dedication to the two men who I'll send a picture. Yeah, I'll put a picture up later. Two men who were sort of getting ordained or inaugurated into the ministry, not necessarily pastoral ministry, but into the church ministry there. And so the picture I'm going to send is actually one that somebody screenshot, and it's better than anything else anybody took. So that's what it is. Back here in the Goyeri, on the other side of the peninsula, things were a bit more chaotic. The Alvarez have come down with COVID. So all of a sudden, last minute, all the schedule preaching plans and the Dodgins were as well, pretty much under the weather. And so everything got changed around last minute to a very simple service, and we canceled a bunch of the different other classes and breakfasts and so forth. And Danny took the whole service with one or two of our men helping him. And so that was a little bit chaotic because it all happened like within the last 12 hours. But it went well, and we heard good reports. Do we ask you to pray for Walted and his two girls? The situation still is very bleak as far as them going to take the girls away from him until the case has been, I guess, fully and finally decided on. So it's very complicated and very unfortunate. Anybody with, a little bit of common sense can see that there's no problem. But since this lady has sort of, how would you say that? I'm missing words here in English. Has brought up the case again, then before they completely close it, then while it's in limbo or pending, then the law says they have to take these measures. So anyway, and Ayerdi, I'll show you a picture later. We are finally past the first phase, which was to get the road fixed going to Ayer. The guy did the work that, if you saw that video that I made from the drone shots, he finished that work and then went up to the farmhouse and actually cleaned the path through the mud for us, through the dirt slide. So until we get a gully washer that messes it up again, we can drive all the way up to the farmhouse with supplies and so forth. So that's good. And now we're just waiting to see when the provincial authorities can come in and start with big equipment, starting to do some of the final better, the serious cleaning up of all the dirt and mud. So hopefully that'll happen, but I don't really expect it to happen within the next 5 weeks, which is when we have our next intensive institute on the 25th of June. So if it hasn't been cleaned up, which I doubt, then we'll have to do that at the church building again. This morning I had my yearly doctor's visit, and I didn't even look at the blood analysis stuff. I prefer just let the doctor do that. And good thing I didn't, because the number that I saw, while way better than during at March when I had that issue, that the fever and the infection, to me that number would have been very, very disappointing. But the doctor looked at it and said, it's going in the right direction. And so he checked out kidneys and prostate and whatnot. Everything looked good, he said. So that's good, because he said there was, he's going to go ahead and have me do some more blood work in about 4 or 5 months. But it's going in the right direction. And he said he's not worried about it. So if he's not worried, I'm not worried. That's good stuff. So I can start to look into seeing if I can go and visit my parents again. So we'll see. Meanwhile, I was able to give out 4 of the Gospel of John with study books that we published. 1 to the doctor there, and the 3 nurses. And they already expect me to give them something, because I do every year. Last year, I gave them the Inner Peace booklet. And the year before that, I've given them personal piece from Billy Graham, and now I gave him. So anyway, so they were very friendly, and we're very grateful for it. So pray that God will do his work in those lives, and I hope so. Anyway, then back to Ines, who is in the picture there. I prayed for her, and I just had a note here for y'all to pray for, and I'd already said that, so skip that, or not skip it, but let me go on to the next. So I'm going to send some more media. First of all, there'll be a picture of the path cleared through the mud, and you'll see it looks really, really nice. And we'll see. Next time we get a gully washer, let's see if it's still like that. I'm thinking of going up and trenching some, so that when it does rain, the water will go where we want it to go, if possible. But I don't know. Anyway, one movement of some more of the mud and anything I did would be gone. So I'm not sure I'm going to waste my time. Then, the picture. Then I'll post the picture of Alfredo and Abel, the 2 men that we prayed over there on Sunday. And then, I'll upload a picture of Ines without her mask on, so you see her face. And I think that's it. Mimi is in the next room teaching English. When we got back yesterday from driving all about 6 hours, we landed in town, and in 5 minutes she was teaching. So yeah, that's she likes to do it, and it gives her a tremendous ministry with kids and teenagers and families here. And that's one thing she's very, very interested in. So appreciate your prayers for her in that work. Okay, I think that is it for now. God bless you. Goodbye.